It's nothing more sweet to hear a child read God's word.
我们听到我们孩子们读神的话语，实在是没比那更甜蜜的。
There's a story about four pastors who were just standing around talking shop.
有一个故事，有四位牧师站在那个地方谈他们自己本行有关的事情。
The first pastor said, "I believe that the King James version of Scripture is the finest translation for its eloquent use of the English language."
那么第一个牧师他就说到这个 King James version 这个圣经的版本是最好，因为他把那个英文表达的非常的流畅，非常的丰富那种表达力。
The second pastor chimes in and says, "I prefer the New American Standard Bible because it is most faithful to the original Greek and Hebrew."
那么第二个牧师呢，就说我比较喜欢那个新美国标准版的那一本圣经，因为它对原文的那个希伯来文和希腊文十分的忠实。
The third pastor says,well, perhaps that is all true, but I like the New International Version for its contemporary language and easy understandability.
也许你们说的都对，那第三位牧师说，我比较喜欢这个新国际版的这一本圣经，因为它使用现代的语言，比较容易读。
And then after a short, time of silence, the fourth pastor says,
那么第四位牧师沉默了一阵子，就开口说了。
Actually, I like my mother's translation the best.
实际上，我喜欢我母亲所翻译的那本圣经。
So the pastors were really impressed. Your mother is a Bible translator? Wow, we didn't know that.
其他的牧师非常的惊讶，你的母亲会翻译圣经，不简单。
And he said, "Oh yes, she translated the Bible every day into her daily life."
这个牧师说，的确，我的母亲把圣经翻译成她每一天的生活。
And it was through her translation that I came to faith in Christ.
是他的这一本翻译的圣经，每天的生活里头翻译出来的圣经，让我能够接受到这个对神的一个信心。
Shall we bow in prayer?
我们一起低头祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We come to you as little children.
我们像一个小孩子一样来到你的面前。
It's a beautiful thing to hear a little child cherish your word.
我们看到小孩子那样珍惜你的话语，实在是一件很美的事。
And equally profound to see brilliant scholars be perplexed by it.
同样的，我们看到一位敏锐的学者对你的话感到迷惑，也是十分的奇妙。
We thank you for the examples of faith that we have, particularly our Christian mothers.
我们谢谢你这许许多多在信心上的榜样，特别是许多基督徒的母亲。
Who have translated the scripture into daily life.
他们把圣经翻译成每天的生命。
Lord, we praise you for the army of children in our midst.
主，我们赞美你，让我们中间有这么一群你所托付给我们的一些子女。
Who you have entrusted to our church to teach, to discipline character, and encourage spiritual formation.
这是你所托付给我们教会，给我们的家庭来教导管理在属灵上成长的一些子女。
Forgive us, Lord, when we fail.
所以当我们失败的时候，求主赦免。
Strengthen us, Lord, when we feel overwhelmed.
当我们力不从心的时候，求主让我们坚强。
Humble us, Lord, when we are too proud.
若我们骄傲自满的时候，求主你谦卑我们。
And empower us, Lord, when we feel powerless.
如果我们软弱无力的时候，求主加给我们能力。
For you are able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
因为你能够充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
According to your power that is in work within us.
就是照着你在我们心中的那个大力。
To you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever.
愿这一切的荣耀，这教会和主身上这一切的荣耀都归给你，直到永远。
Amen. We live in challenging times to raise children.
我们活在一个具有十分挑战性的一个时代里头。
They grow up so fast and lose their innocence.
这些小孩子们长得这么快，很快的他们就失去了原来的那个纯真。
They reflect the rapidly changing culture.
在他们身上反映出我们周围这个快速变化的文化。
We feel powerless and need intercession.
我们感到力不从心，我们需要有人来代祷。
There is fear on Mother's Day.
母亲节会带来一些惶恐。
And we need the power of God.
我们需要神的能力。
We never imagined that when the child was born, for whatever reason, we would be left to the task of parenting alone.
在小孩子出生的时候，我们不会想到今年有一天我们会单独的来教养这个孩子。
There is loneliness on Mother's Day.
母亲节也会带来一个孤单的感觉。
And we need the power of God.
我们需要神的能力。
There are children who have lost mothers, or perhaps worse, mothers who have lost children.
有一些子女他们失去了父母，也有一些父母失去了他们的子女。
Some have wandered from their faith and their assurance.
有一些在他们信心的路上，走迷了路。
There is pain on Mother's Day.
母亲节也带来一些苦痛。
And we need the power of God.
我们需要神的能力。
The power of God heals the sick.It makes the lame to walk. It makes the blind to see.
神的能力使疾病得到医治，使斧子能够行走，使眼瞎的人可以看见。
The power of God transforms lives, raises the dead, and frees the bondage of sin.
神的能力可以使生命得到改变，使死人复活，使我们从罪的捆绑里头得到释放。
We need the power of God to live and breathe and have our being.
我们需要神的能力才可以在这里存活、呼吸、存留。
We need the power of God in our church and in our families.
我们需要神的能力在我们的教会里头，在我们的家庭里头。
We need the power of God in our workplaces and in our classrooms.
在我们的工作上头，在我们的课堂里头，我们需要神的能力。
And how do we raise our children to become powerful people for the Lord?
我们怎么样子来教养我们的子女，使他们成为被神使用、有能力的人
？Now I'm not talking about creating little power trip monsters and bullies with a temper.
我不是说教养出那些小恐怖、小流氓、坏脾气的这种小孩子。
I'm talking about raising young people to have a solid faith and bold courage to influence and change their world for Jesus.
我是讲。教养年轻的下一代，让他们成为一个有信心、有勇气，为基督去影响、去改变世界的年轻人。
So let us read scripture today together this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 14.
所以今天我们一起从圣经来阅读提摩太书，第二章，提摩太后书第一章。
Please read along with us.I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers.
第三节，我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你。好叫我满心快乐。
I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来。
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner.But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
你不要以给我们做主的主做见证的为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace.
神救了我们。以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显明才表明出来了。
Who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。
That is why I am suffering as I am, yet I am not ashamed.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻。
Because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交托他的。直到那日。
What you have heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
你从我听的那纯正的话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you, guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
The first focus of becoming powerful people is developing inner character.
造就一个有能力的人的第一个焦点就是要去培养那个内在的性格。
Every so often a special teen with quality inner character comes along and we make a conclusion.
每隔一段时间有这么一位年轻人具着那种非常好的内在的性格来到我们的面前，我们会有这么一个结论。
Wow, his parents must have really loved him and trained him well.
他的父母一定是在他的身上有那么大的爱心和训练，才能够把他带到这个日子。
This inner character was not instantly acquired overnight.
这种内在的性格不是一天一夜可以养成的。
It took a lifetime to develop.
是需要一生去培养的。
Parents who support and cheer on their children as their biggest fans.
做父母的常常是孩子最大的一个支柱，不断地为他们加油打气。
Through the many imperfect recitals, failed projects, lost games, and rejections.
父母也经历许许多多孩子们那些不完美的演奏会，不成功的学校的那个设计的功课，失败的比赛，落选等等。
These parents develop and build confidence and character.
那么父母为了要经历这些，能够帮助子女能够建立信心和内在的性格。
At those critical life moments, our children need tender caring rather than harsh words.
在那些生命上头的一些关键的时刻，他们所需要的是一个温和的关切，而不是那个严厉的话语。
And here Paul fondly thinks of Timothy as a person of character, as my dear son, constantly in his prayers day and night.
保罗对于提摩太那个内在的性格非常的喜悦，常常日夜在祷告里头称他为我亲爱的儿子。
We find out that Timothy's character was highly influenced by his mother.
我们发现提摩太他的那个内在的性格是受他母亲的影响。
In Acts chapter 16, Paul meets his disciple named Timothy in Lystra, whose mother was a believing Jew, but whose father was a non-believing Greek.
那么在《使徒行传》第六章记录到保罗他在路斯德那个地方遇到了一个门徒提摩太，他的母亲是一个信主的犹太人。
It was mostly his mother who nurtured his character and faith throughout his life.
那么大部分上是他母亲Eunice 在他的性格上头栽培他有这么一个年轻的人。
And in this passage, Paul identifies five qualities that every parent should develop.
在这一段经文里头，保罗指出五个性格上的一些特质，每一个基督徒的这些家长都应该去在孩子身上栽培。
Five qualities for the children to have inner character, particularly here in Timothy.
在这一段的经文里头，我们可以看到一个人所需要的那个内在性格上的五个特质。
First, Timothy had sensitivity and tender emotions.
第一个, 提摩太他有一个很灵敏, 非常柔软的一个感情。
In verse 4 it says, recalling your tears, I long to see you that so that I may be filled with joy.
第四节提到, 纪念你的眼泪, 我昼夜都切切地想要见到你, 好叫我满心快乐。
In most cultures, boys are trained to be tough.
在许多的文化中间, 我们看到小男孩都训练他非常的刚强。
The kids can see our role models. Dad is tough and never cries.
这些子女可以看到父母身上的一些榜样。 爸爸比较刚强, 爸爸不哭。
And mom is sensitive and she always cries.
妈妈比较感情丰富, 总是妈妈在那哭。
And when someone takes their Legos away, little boys cry.
小孩子如果有人把他的玩具, 把那个拼建筑的那个玩具拿掉了, 他会哭。
But when they grow up, they learn to be tough.
当他们长大的时候, 他们学着要为刚强。
Until they discover girls.
直到他们发现了一些女孩子,
and girls like that sensitivity stuff, so they become tender again.
这些女孩子感情丰富, 所以这些小男孩又学得能够温柔。
Men need to mature to have both strength and gentleness.
所以很多孩子等他成熟了之后, 他也有那个温柔的一面, 也有刚强的一面。
In the scripture, we see King David wept and Jesus wept.
在经节里头我们看到大卫王, 他曾经哭过,
Jesus was gentle and humble in heart.
耶稣基督他心里柔和谦卑。
Timothy cried and he was sensitive.
提摩太他也哭, 他也是心里头非常的柔软, 非常的感情丰富。
Secondly, Timothy had sincere faith.
第二, 提摩太他有那个无伪的信心。
The word for sincere is anhypokritos, which means unhypocritical.
那么这个无伪的信心, 这个字原文就是一个毫无虚伪作假的意思。
He did not fake his faith. It was a genuine, authentic, sincere faith.
他没有在信心上头作假, 而是一个真实的, 一个真诚的一个信心。
It was a faith that was lived out every day.
是一个每天可以活出来的信心。
Not once a week.
不是每一个礼拜只活一次的信心。What
you see is what you get 24/7.
24小时一天, 那么一个礼拜七天, 你所看到的就是那真实的他。Timothy
learned his sincere faith from the example of his mother and grandmother.
提摩太是从他的外祖母和他母亲的身上学到这个信心的,这个无伪的信心。He
learned that this faith was not complete yet, not finished.
他的身上的这个信心, 还没有到达那个十全十美的地步。
Paul urges him to keep growing, keep believing.
保罗鼓励他要继续成长, 要继续持守, 继续相信。
In verses 13 and 14 says, keep as a pattern of sound teaching, keep this, guard this.
在13节, 14节里头, 保罗提到要他继续的成长, 继续的持守。
Our tendency as adults is to stop growing and stop learning and stop taking formal schooling.
反倒是大人到了一个地步，就有一个不再去学习、不再去阅读、不再回到学校的这么一个倾向。But
we need to keep growing and modeling sincere faith, translating the scriptures in daily living.
我们需要继续的成长，我们要在无伪的信心上头做一个榜样，我们要能够把这个圣经翻译成为我们每天的日子。And
once we stop growing, our faith becomes we lose sincerity.
如果我们停止成长, 我们的信心就缺少了那个无伪的那个特质。Thirdly,
Timothy had superpower.
第三, 我们看到提摩太有一个很超然的一个能力。I
refer to verses 6 and 7.
我们看第六节和第七节。The
word for power is dunamis, which sounds like the English word dynamic dynamite.
那么这个字, 能力, 在英文上就好像是那个具有活力, 具有爆炸性的那么一个字。
When a child grows up with healthy self-esteem, recognizing that he has the ability to love because God loves him,
一个小孩子长大的时候, 有一个很健康的一个自尊, 因为他知道是神来爱他。
He has the ability to do because God enables him to succeed and achieve. That's like dynamite.
他知道神给他能力, 让他能够去做许多的事情, 非常的活跃，非常的生动，像那个炸药一样的那么一个人格。
Many of us may not have dynamic personalities.
那么我们许多的人没有那么一个活跃生动的一个性格。
In fact, Timothy was more naturally timid and shy and a less gutsy guy.
实际上，提摩太他是一个比较胆怯、比较害羞，而不是那一个非常的大胆的那么一个人。
He's more introverted and more reserved, like most of the men in this room.
他是比较内向、比较含蓄，好像中间坐了许许多的弟兄一样。
But Paul reminds Timothy about his spiritual gift, about his ordination, about God's power.
保罗提醒提摩太，他那属灵的恩赐，他的按手，神所给他的能力。
God enables you when you are naturally not able.
在我们按照我们的自然的本性，我们不能的时候，神让我们能够。
God empowers you when you have no power.
在我们没有能力的时候，神让我们有能力。
When you have greater confidence in a powerful God than yourself, that is superpower.
让我们在神上头有那样大的信心，有那么一位蛮有能力的人，神的话，使我们自己能够有很大的能力。
Fourth, Timothy had selfless love.
第四，提摩太有那种无私的爱。
The word for love is agape, which describes as giving unselfish and perhaps undeserved love.
这个爱就是那个 agape, 那个施舍，那个不保留、不存私，那个甚至于向不值得爱的人去爱的那个爱。
To change 20 diapers a day, that is agape.
一天换20个尿布。是一个 agape 的那个爱。
To nurse a sick child all night long, that is agape.
整个晚上去为那个照顾那个生病的小孩的那个母亲，那是一个极高的爱。
To cook and clean and enforce rules and prepare lunch every day, that is agape.
每天煮菜、清洁房子，这么一天又一天的这样的做法，也是一个最高的爱。
To do endless mounds of laundry, that is agape.
那个一篮子一篮子洗不完的衣服拼命的去洗的那种行动也是一个 agape 的爱。
To sing ABC and count 1, 2, 3 hundreds and hundreds of times, that is agape.
给你的小婴儿唱 ABC, 数一二三四上100遍以上，那也是一个 agape 的爱。
To drive thousands of miles for every lesson and activity, that is agape.
开上千里的路为了带你的孩子去学课参加活动，那也是 agape 的爱。
To work diligently in order to provide for your family, that is agape.
辛勤的去工作让你的家庭能够有供应，那也是一个 agape 的爱。
This is the kind of selfless love that parents give. This is the kind of selfless love that God gives.
这是一个无私的爱，每一个做父母的为他的家庭所献上的，也是神为我们所给予的。
Every year, I wonder what my children are going to give me for Mother's Day.
每一年，我都在那里想，我的孩子会给我什么样子的母亲节的礼物。
Now, there was a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old who presented their mother with a house plant one year.
一个四岁跟六岁的小孩子，有一天把这个母亲节的礼物，一个家里头可以摆设的一个小盆景，送给他的母亲。
And because they broke their piggy bank and spent their own money, their mother was excited.
他们把他那个小铺满里头的钱把它打碎拿出来，买了这么一盆小的这个盆景给他的妈妈。
She loved her little house plant.
那么母亲很喜欢这种盆景。
But her older child said with a sad face, "There was a really beautiful bouquet that we really wanted to give you."
那个大一点的那个孩子满脸的愁容。所以我们在花店里头看到了 一束非常漂亮的花。
It was more pretty, but it was really expensive and we didn't have enough money.
非常的漂亮，但是非常的贵，我们钱不够，我们不能买。
It had a ribbon on it that said rest in peace.
那个花上头呢，还有这么一个字样，安息的这么一个字样。
And mommy, we thought it would be perfect for you.
妈妈，我们觉得对你非常的合适。
Because you are always asking for peace so that you can rest.
常常要我们要安静，给他一点宁静。
No gift can adequately thank a mother or father for their selfless love.
没有任何的礼物可以足够的表达 对父母那种无私的爱的一个感谢。
And there are seasons in our lives that we have no peace and no rest.
在我们的生命里头有许多的季节，我们没有安宁。
But it is so delightful to receive that selfless love in return from your own child.
但是我们从自己的子女身上得到这么一点爱心的回报，我们的心里头会喜欢得不得了。
And finally, Timothy had self-control.
最后，提摩太他有那一个谨守的心。
Even if Timothy was gifted and charming but lacked self-control, it would achieve nothing.
虽然提摩太他是蛮有恩赐，也非常吸引人，如果他没有那个谨守的心，他也没办法去完成许多的事情。
Self-control is one of those things in this generation that is noticeably lacking.
谨守的心是在今天我们这一代的年轻人里头比较少见。
We tend to do what we want, when we want it, and how we want to do it just because it feels good.
我们常常是靠着我们的性子，我们要做什么我们就去做什么，我们要怎么做我们就怎么做，都是靠着我们的感觉我们去做我们的决定。
Or we don't do what we want to, or we don't do what we don't want to do just because we don't feel like it.
我们心里头不想要去做的事情，我们绝对不去碰。
We can say whatever, and no, there's no absolute rights and wrongs, and it just depends.
所以小孩子们说，无论如何，他的那个口气是一个没有是非，也没有说一定，任何事都没有定论的那么一个语气。
We see it, we want it, we buy it.
我们看到了，我们想要要它，我们就去买。
And then we throw it away.
然后我们就把它丢掉。
Where self-control is impossible, let God be in control of our lives.
那个自我的那个谨守实在是不容易，我们要让神来帮助我们有这么一个谨守的心。
Sensitivity, sincere faith, superpower, selfless love, self-control.
那个敏锐柔软的感情，那个无伪的信心，超然的能力，无私的爱，谨守的心。
These things are necessary for people with deep inner character.
这些都是我们在性格上头培养是最需要的。
The fact that Timothy had developed these five inner character traits did not insulate him or isolate him from an outer world of suffering.
提摩太能够培养出这五种内在的那种性格，并不能使他免于面对那些外在世界所带来的苦难。
And if our children are going to become powerful people for Christ, they need to be able to conquer their outer world.
我们的子女如果长大成人，要成为一个在主里非常有能力的人，他们需要能够去面对这个外在的世界。
Sometimes it's a temptation for us to retreat into a holy huddle.
常常基督徒面临的一个试探是退缩在一个角落里头。
And this is not true of Timothy.
那么这不是提摩太的一个情况。
We have to remember the context of Timothy when he says in verse 8, do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me as his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
在第八节的里头，我们看到提摩太所处的那个世界，保罗说，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
They were living under a time of Nero persecuting them intensely.
他们活在那个罗马君王尼罗的手下。
Executing Christians just for fun.
尼罗王他把这些基督徒处死，是为了他自己能够享乐。
Sometimes he would nail them to the cross and burn them to death like lighting torches at night.
有的时候他把这些基督徒绑在十字架上头，点了油，晚上把他们像火炬一样把他们烧死。
Sometimes he placed them in animal skins and let them be torn apart by dogs.
有的时候他把这些基督徒让他们穿上这些动物的这个皮革，让他们被这些野兽撕成一片一片。
And if you can imagine Timothy's emotions with Paul awaiting execution in a Roman jail, he must have been gripped with fear.
所以你可以想象，提摩太他在看到保罗等在监狱里头被处死， 他心里头的那个恐惧感。
But Paul says, do not be ashamed of me, do not be ashamed of Jesus.
但是保罗劝说不要为我而耻，也不要为基督为耻。
By the power of God, suffer along with me by the power of God.
借着神的能力与我一同受苦，借着神的能力。
What is humanly impossible is divinely possible.
在人不能，在神万事都能。
God is able to do anything he wants to do.
神能够做任何他愿意做的事。
The word for power, dunamis, it comes from the same root word for he is able, dunatos.
这个字能力和那个能够这两个字是出于同样的字眼。
And the power of God simply means this, that God is able.
神的能力也就是说神所能够做的事情。
2 Timothy 1:12, that is why I am suffering as I am. I am not ashamed. Because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
提摩太书后这个后书的第一章十二节，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交托他的，直到那日。
2 Corinthians 9:9, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
哥林多后书九章八节，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
If God is able to move mountains, He is able to change the hearts of men.
如果神能够移山，神也能够感动人的心。
If he is able to divide the Red Sea, he is able to separate a sinful man from his addictions.
如果神能够打开那个红海，神也能够让人脱离那个罪的枷锁。
If God is able to give up his only son for your sake, then you will be able to give up your only son for his sake.
如果神能够把他的独生子为了我们的缘故所舍弃，那么我们也应该能够把我们的子女献给神。
Powerful people have inner character.
一个充满能力的人，他有那个内在的性格。
Powerful people will face the outer world.
一个蛮有能力的人，他能够去面对这个世界的挑战。
Finally, then, how do we live by God's power?
最后，我们怎么样子能够靠着神的能力来度日子？
First, God saves us and calls us to have a holy life, to live a holy life.
第一个，神呼召我们去度一个圣洁的生活。
So we say yes to holiness.
所以我们对圣洁去肯定。
Where there is no holy, there is no Holy Spirit.
如果没有那个圣洁，我们就没有办法有圣灵在我们身上。
Where there is no Holy Spirit, there is no power.
如果没有圣灵在我们身上，我们也没有能力。
Secondly, God's power comes by grace and for his own purposes.
第二，这个神的能力是借着神的恩典，也是为了神的目的而赐给我们的。
So we say yes to God's purpose first.
所以我们对神的那个目的加以肯定。
Eternal pursuit has greater value than lifetime pursuits.
那么那个对永恒价值的追寻远胜过于这个生命时间里头的一些追寻。
Believe in God's purpose and His grace for your children's lives.
我们要相信神在我们子女身上的那个目的和那些恩典。
Third, the power of God is a fearless expression of the gospel.
第三个，我们看到神的能力是一个对这个福音一个毫无恐惧的一个表征。
We say no to being ashamed to the gospel.
我们要对这个福音不要以为耻。
Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
那么罗马书一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
And fourth, it's all about who we know.
而且第四点，那么是关于我们所认识的是谁。
Know Jesus.
认识耶稣。
I can describe my mother in so many ways, by her name, by her age, by her birthday.
我可以描述我自己的母亲。 描述她的名字、她的年纪、她的生日。
I can describe her by her address and her phone number.
我可以知道她的地址、她的电话号码。
However, these details and facts are not where I place my trust.
但是这些事情都不是我信心的一个根基。
I find my security in knowing my mother as a person, as the woman who gave birth to me.
我的信心，我的那个安全感，是因为我认识我的母亲，她生养了我，她是这么的一位母亲。
Who raised her children to be strong and capable.
她把她的子女带出来，能够非常的强壮，非常的能干。
Who punished me when I was wrong.
当我做错的事情的时候，她会惩罚我。
Who showered her love through lots of food and gifts and caring.
她把她的那个爱，她的那个一些好的食物，她的一些服务，统统的浇灌在我的身上。
I have a personal relationship with her, with who, and that is where I place my trust.
是我跟我母亲那个个人的关系，让我心里头有那么深的一个安全感。
In the same way, I can describe our faith, describe Christianity as a religion, as a set of doctrines and practices, as a history of people who followed God.
同样的，我们也可以把基督教的这个信仰看成一道教规，那么一些历史，一些事情我们所知道的一些知识。
However, these things are not where I place my trust.
但是这些不是我们在神的信心上所应该建立的根基。
I know whom I have believed in.
我们要知道我们所信的是谁。
I know whom I have placed my trust.
我们要知道我们在谁的身上建立我们的信心。
I know Jesus in a personal relationship.
我在与基督的那个关系上是一个非常个人的一个经历。
I know whom God is and He is able to guard my life.
我知道神是谁，我也知道神他保护我的生命。
So in conclusion, let your life be the best translation of God's word.
所以我们的结论是，我们要让你自己的生命成为神的话语最好的一个翻译。
How is scripture translated through daily living, unashamedly and undoubtedly?
那么神的话语在我们日常生活上翻译是一个什么样的光景呢？
How are God's priorities expressed in daily decisions?
那么神的那个大前提在我们日常生活做决定里头所扮演的分量有多少呢？
Mothers, fathers, grandparents, pass on your faith to the children.
这些做母亲、做父亲、做祖父母的把他们那个信心的功课教导给他们的儿女。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we ask that you would enable each of us to do great things to become powerful people for you.
主啊，我们要求你给我们每一个人足够的能力，让我们成为有能力的人。
Strengthen us with inner character.
让我们在内在的性格上头有那真正的那个坚强。
Who are able to take on the outer world.
让我们真正的能够面对这个世界的挑战。
With your purpose and your grace in mind.
你在我们心中的那个恩典和目的。
And help us to live with your power.
让我们帮助我们能够在这个日子里头有充满的能力。
Knowing you, Lord, are able to do more than we can ever imagine.
因为我们知道你所能够做的是远超过我们可以想象的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.